The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
You'd mentioned Tonto Natural Bridge earlier, located in Pine Canyon, a tributary of the East Verde River. It's the world's largest known travertine natural bridge. Most other natural bridges are sandstone or limestone. The formation itself is 339 feet long, 150 feet wide, 183 feet high, and weighs about 15 million tons. In comparison, the Golden Gate, less than 900,000 tons. 15 million. Times heavier than the Golden Gate Natural Bridge. Or not Natural Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Tonto Natural Bridge is one of our favorite state parks. We take the grandkids there pretty regularly. And now they've got the lodge opened again. So now you can rent the lodge for weekends. So we're kind of excited to do that. But when we were asking about it last Monday, they said, well, plan ahead because we're booked out through October.
I was just going to say, that sounds like a great place. I'm not going to go for the day. I'm going to stay overnight just relax in the coolness and not have to deal with this heat for a little bit.
Amy Burnett from Arizona Game and Fish. We've been talking about bat netting opportunities. That's July 20th. That's July 26th. That's August 9th. It's August 24th. We've talked about the bighorn sheep viewing opportunity on the Dolly Steamboat at Canyon Lake. That's coming up July 21st. We've talked about your lecture series. July 25th will be pack rats. You've got one on bears coming up, I saw here. In November, you've got one coming up on bears. We've got National Bison Day. We've got all these things to get your kids out and engaged and actually interact with wildlife. How would a listener follow up on getting more information on any of these activities?
It depends on what you like. I'm a Facebook user, so I go on Facebook and then I follow Arizona Game and Fish Department's Facebook page, and all the events pop up in a timely manner, and I'm like, oh, I want to go to that. So I click interested, and there's a link to all the places or the tickets and right there. But you can also go on our Arizona Game and Fish webpage and then put in the keyword watchable wildlife, and you'll see all the events listed there, a calendar of events. It's really easy to get to.
Well, I travel the West a lot where I encounter game and fish departments, California, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Nevada. There isn't a finer game and fish department in America that I know of than what we've got right here in Arizona.
Thank you. We're very proud of it. We are a leader nationwide as far as wildlife management. People look to us to see what we're doing, and we're a leader for sure.
Well, y'all are busy. Like we say, you're managing 800 different species just within the state of Arizona.
Yes, it's amazing.
All right.
And a lot of those can be seen around the Payson area.
Oh, absolutely.
You're right in that elevation, right at 5,000 feet. You can go down just a little bit and get in the desert. You can go up a little bit higher and get in the tall ponderosas.
You could sit on one hillside and see a javelina, a bear, and an elk. How many deer?
Oh,
and don't forget all the fish, and you can go fish in the streams there, and you've got Green Valley Lake right there in the middle of Payson, where that's one of our community fishing lakes that we stock all summer with trout.
Now, that's another great question.
The fish hatchery is another great place to go visit.
Well, you beat me to it. The fish hatchery is great.
Uh-huh. How does somebody follow the stocking reports? Because I always hear fishers talking about that and planning their trip around where game and fish is stocking, and everyone's got their own tactic on, well, it takes 2 days for the fish to adapt. No, it takes five. No, you can catch them right away.
I've been asking the fisheries guys that, and they give me different answers all the time. It just depends on so many things, because I manage the Payson Wildlife Fair that happens every year in May. And we stock that lake with double the amount of trout for that event. And so every year I'm like, okay, do we stock it on Wednesday? Do we stock it on Friday? And you know, I stock it on different days every year. You can never tell when the fish are going to bite. And all of people say, oh, yeah, I go in there the day before the fair and get all the fish. Sometimes we stock that day, you know, right before it, and it takes them a couple of days to acclimate. Sometimes they start biting right away. Yeah, there's no real rhyme or reason that I can find out. But if I do, I'll let you guys know. You can put it on the air.
Well, thank you, and thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. You can sign up for your Arizona staycation driven by Sanderson Ford at rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ. You just enter your information, and we draw on the 15th of every month. What is today? 13th. Oh, so we've got 2 days before we'll be drawing for our staycation. That will be in August, and that's to Cottonwood, Arizona.